The word poco curante is an adjective. It means indifferent or apathetic. Now you know what it means, but can you spell it? It was the winning word at last year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. Today, 265 young spellers will take the stage at the Grand Hyatt Washington for the 77th annual competition. Renee Gattell of member station WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, sent us this sound portrait of one of the spellers.
Turriculate is Latin, means having a little tower. Turriculate.
Turriculate. My name's Charlie Algar. I'm 12 years old, 6th grade. I go to Middle Paxton Elementary School, and before that I went to Londonderry School.
Vaticination. Vaticination.
I guess it's kind of fun trying to figure out a word. Like, okay, have I heard this word before? Or if it's Greek, like, I know C isn't in Greek, so if I get the word kraken, I know it can't be C-R-A-C or K-R-A-C-K. It has to be K-R-A-K-E-N.
Trophotropism is Greek, from the Greek trophotropism, an orientation of cells or organisms in relation to chemical stimuli. Trophotropism.
Trophotropism.
Stenohaline.
My name is Jeff Allegar. I'm Charlie's father. I'm amazed by him. He looks at a list of 100 difficult words. He looks at it for 15 or 20 minutes, reads over it once, and he knows how to spell almost every one. It's kind of phenomenal, I think.
P-U-B-E-R-U-L-E-N-T. Like, my hobbies, well, okay, I think my favorite thing to do is baseball. And then I like to write. Like, I've started to write some books now. Like, little short 28-page things and stuff.
Hair of variegated color, heterotrichosis.
Heterotrichosis.
My name is Heather Allegar, and I'm Charlie's mom. Most of the words that he is learning now, I have never used. Most I've never even heard of. And every once in a while I go, what is the sense in this? Because these words are so advanced. But he's learning a lot from them.
Okay, nauplia, from Greek, meaning seasickness. Nauplia.
Nauplia. N-A-U-P-A-T-H-I-A.
Right. Okay, next one is
My name is Daniel, and I am Charlie's brother. One out of three chances he's going to win.
I could win this thing, but I had a lot of help from my dad and my mom. I don't think I could have done it without them.
How about your brother?
No, he didn't help.
Deuteronopia. Deuteronopia.
Right. Cynosure. It's from the Greek, a center of attraction or interest, cynosure.
Oh, C-Y-N-O-S-U-R-E.
Right.
Good luck, Charlie. The championship round is on Thursday, June 3rd. For more information, go to our website at npr.org. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.